Musica Con Vida presents the true story of Pandita Ramabai.
The doctor will see you now.
Thank you. Ah, come in. You've come all the way from the mountains, I understand. What can I help you with? Let's see now. Your health seems to be excellent.
Yes, living in the mountains keeps you strong. But our real strength comes from the Lord.
Oh, you know Jesus?
Of course. All the mountain people of India know Jesus because of Pandita's work. You've heard of the Ramabai Mukti Mission?
Pandita? You saw her?
Yes. Ours was the first village she came to. What a wise old woman. A prophetess. They say she came from the people beyond the mountains. But you know her, don't you? She told me I must come to see you if I come to your city.
Know her? Of course I did. Very well. How could she have done it in so little time? Yes, as a matter of fact, it was in this very office the last I spoke with her. She came in one day. Come in, Pandita. Sit down. Here. Take the comfortable chair.
No, this is fine. Doctor, let me come right to the point. I must ask you. You know my health. I'm getting old. Please be honest with me. Tell me, how much longer do I have to live?
Pandita, if you're careful and take it very easy, you may live one more year.
Doctor, a long time you promised me. You will go to my people beyond the high mountains with the love of Jesus, but you haven't. If I take the backpack with all the little gospel for my people and climb the high mountains and go myself, how long would I have to live?
Pandita, you'd only live 6 months. Half as long.
Doctor, I'm an old woman. You strap the bag on my back, and I'm going to my people. You have told me for many years that you will go, but you don't go. You strap the pack on my back. I'm going alone.
Ah, you wait, Pandita. We'll go someday. You don't have to go.
I'm going now.
No, Pandita. You'll be cutting your life in two. It's a hard climb up in those high mountains.
By God's grace, I'll do it.
Let me help you. So heavy. Pandita, don't cry. You don't have to go. We'll go for you someday.
You foolish man. I'm not crying because I have to go. I'm crying because Jesus gave me his whole life, and I only have half a life to give for Jesus. Half a life to give for Jesus. Half a life to give for Jesus.
Yes, I knew her well. That's when she started out. She knew she had to do twice as much in half the time. But why did I try to stop her?
Doctor, I don't think anything could have stopped her.
No. I could hardly believe my eyes when I last saw her climbing the mountain trail with that heavy backpack. Who would have believed what she'd accomplish?
The valley has been dark for so long, but there's still so much light up here. It's cold and windy, but I really have the feeling it's worth dying for. Lord, I feel so close to you up here. I believe that's the first mountain village I see ahead. I pray they'll receive me.
Greetings, woman. What brought you to our village?
I've come to you in the name of the living God and his son Jesus. I've come to tell you of his love for you. Will you hear me?
Yes. Well, come dwell with us for a time and we'll hear you. Let me help you with your load. It will be hard enough for you here. There's no water for many miles. We've searched all over, but the only spring is miles away.
Don't worry. You'll find the water you've been looking for. This is beautiful. Thank you so much for helping to build this mission building. We'll be able to meet together here often.
Yes, it is beautiful, but only if there was water. It would be so much better.
Yes, it would. But I know the Lord will supply our needs. Wait. Man, please stop a moment. I believe if you dig over there, by those rocks. Yes, try there. Oh, Lord, these people need water so badly.
Look, water, it's water. What a miracle, it's water. What a woman of God you are. What a miracle. Oh, thank you.
Thank
you so much.
Thank God.
By his own hand he leadeth me, his faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
That's a beautiful hymn, and it introduces the subject that I must bring up today. Now, who remembers the scripture from our last lesson about following?
Pandita!
Yes?
If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
That's right. And today, I must take up my cross and continue on to another village. It's been 3 months that I've been with you, and now you must go on by yourselves. But you have his word to guide you now.
But Pandita, we need you here with us.
No, you don't. You have his word and his spirit. You won't ever know what God's love really is until you share it with others. But I must be moving on. I have more of these gospels to give, and I'll leave some here with you. But make sure they get into the hands of those who need them the most. Now, kindly help me get this pack onto my back. God bless you.
And that was the last time I saw her, walking from our village with her precious gospels on her back as she went up the mountain.
So few have so much love to give half their life and give it for those who've never heard.
Yes, it's been so long now, but people still come from the mountains saying that they're saved because Pandita came with half her life to give them all Jesus' life.